On Sunday, Bill Thompson took to the pulpit of a Brooklyn church to talk about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case.
Even if you accept that the system worked in the Florida trial, you must also recognize that the system failed. It failed, Trayvon.
On Tuesday, Bill de Blasio picked up a key endorsement from Harry Belafonte, a performer and 1960s civil rights activist.
It wasn't always convenient to stand with the radicals, to stand with the change agents. But Harry Belafonte never even asked that question. He just went and did what was right, and we owe him a debt of gratitude.
Thompson was back on City Hall steps Wednesday, collecting his endorsements from city clergy and defending his position on stop and frisk, as the de Blasio campaign accused him of playing all angles on police issues. But for all the heat between the candidates, African-American voters are still lukewarm about them both. Even in the latest Quinnipiac poll, Wiener is still leading among black voters with 24%. But when you talk to African-American voters, it's unclear who's the favorite. Madeline Maupins had stopped with a friend to buy an Italian ice on Fulton Mall in Brooklyn. She knows what she wants from a mayor, but she couldn't remember who was running at first.
I'm remembering now Thompson, but like I said, I'm not very familiar with his credentials and what he... I read an article, but I don't have a real good insight into him.
Over at Junior's Restaurant on Flatbush Avenue, 69-year-old Barbara Cross, a retired nurse's aide, had picked her candidate.
But I would give Bill de Blasio my support.
And why is that?
Well, the little that I know, he seemed to be a more well-experienced for the post.
Dining with a friend, Cross says she doesn't care if the next mayor is African-American. She's a member of 1199 SEIU, which endorsed de Blasio.
We make the choices that the union do. You mean not everybody, but the die-hard union members would always be supportive of who the union backs.
Back on the mall, 52-year-old Dale Haynes was eating his lunch outside at one of the new plazas on Fulton Street. He used to support Anthony Weiner, but he switched over to Thompson.
Like I said, he's more low-key, and he's more business-oriented. I haven't heard of any scandals. I haven't heard his name cooked up in anything. Maybe he'll be more able to concentrate on his duties more so than the beauties.
The only other candidate whose name came up as much as Wiener's without prompting was Council Speaker Christine Quinn. Currently, she's polling third among black voters. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.